Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, calling in from Colorado tonight and excited about tonight's call. This is a Meet the Owners call with David Sandoval. He's our owner, founder. He's the creator of the 10-Day Transformation, and tonight's call is going to be really interesting because we're not just going to be talking about the Purium products and the 10-Day Transformation products per se, but we're going to be talking about the difference between real food and recreational food. And I think this is an important subject for everyone because on every day, you know, we have the opportunity, every meal, we have the opportunity to eat either real food or recreational food. Every time that we go to a restaurant, real food or recreational food. Every time we go to a grocery store, real food, recreational food. There's always choices that we have, and David's going to give us lots of tips here tonight about what to do, what not to do, what to look for, what to look out for. So I'm excited. Hope you are. Get pen and paper out. Get your iPad out, whatever you're taking notes with. And I'm going to turn the call over to our owner, founder, and the formulator of all the Purium products, David Sandoval.
Good evening, David. Could you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Good, good. So, well, good evening, everybody. Really appreciate you taking time out of your life to be with us tonight. This is the education side of Purium. We feel that we are, you know, a educational company. We are a transformational company. We are a, quite honestly, we are a opportunity company. We give people opportunities on so many levels to transform their lives. And, you know, whether that comes in the form of weight loss, whether it comes in the form of a health turnaround, whether it comes in the form of financial independence, whether it comes in the form of the self-confidence that comes with knowledge and, you know, that feeling of being empowered by being in control of your destiny, we are a company that is involved in making the world a better place one person at a time. And I can't imagine a better purpose for my life. I can't imagine a better use of my time. I can't imagine, you know, a better group of people to be doing it with than the people who are part of Purium and people who are on this call tonight, specifically because you're, again, taking time out of your busy life to make what's important to me important to you. And I want to say that again. The reason I'm thanking you is because you're taking time out of your important life to learn about what's important to me. So thank you for that. And what is important to me is really changing the paradigm. I'm scared. Sometimes I'm scared beyond belief by this sort of stratification. Now, without in any way being judgmental, I want to illustrate to you that there are people who do not know the difference in any way, shape, or form between recreational food and real food. And this whole thing started when I was teaching at the PHP Academy, which is just such a phenomenal forum. I'm so excited about what I'm teaching and learning simultaneously. But what we learned was a study at Harvard said that one of the top six reasons why people are obese is because of the wide availability of food. That in the last 100 years, the availability of food has become so widespread that there's always food at our fingertips. And I had to take umbrage with that. I had to take umbrage with that because I do not believe that there is a wide availability of food. I believe that there's a wide availability of food-like substances, of food imitators, of food look-likes, of food that is frankenfood, quite honestly. It is built by some mad scientist to try to look like something that we recognize, like something that is normal. But in the end, it truly is a monster. It doesn't have a heart. It doesn't have a soul. And that's the problem with this food that they say is available, is that it's not truly food. And so when we look at this wide availability of food, I want to give you a standard and then show you just how scarce real food is. See, real food does not have a binder, a filler, an excipient, a preservative, an additive, a coloring agent, a flowing agent, an artificial color, an artificial flavor, a preservative, an artificial vitamin, a fortified vitamin. It has not been homogenized. It has not been pasteurized. It has not been irradiated. You see, a real food is 100% food. You could remove fiber. You could even remove skin. But it's still, a cucumber is a cucumber with the skin off, maybe not as nutritious, but it's still a cucumber. But artificial cucumber flavor is not cucumber, you see. So while the cucumber with some of the skin off may have fewer nutrients, the artificial cucumber flavor has zero nutrients. And so recreational, if you look at the first few letters, it's recreate, right? Recreate. In a way, it's not spelled exactly the same, but it's almost the same. They're trying to recreate food. And recreational food is, again, something that you don't do for purpose or for function. There's recreational sports that you just play for fun. And then there's professional sports that you play for money. Well, there's real food that you eat to fuel your body. There's real food that provides macro and micronutrients. There's real food that delivers phytonutrients in the form of pigments and healthy fats and proper proteins, slow-burning carbohydrates. These come from whole foods and real foods. Now, a whole food and a real food. Now, what's a whole food? Well, a whole food is when you separate a product and you take away half of it, and the half you took away is the good half. So you take rice and you take away the white portion that's an empty carbohydrate and serves no real nutritional purpose for your body. You take that away and you leave behind the really healthy bran or the soluble bran. And in that way, you've got a concentrated whole food. That means if you have 100% rice, then you would have 80% white rice and 20% bran. And when you make a concentrated whole food or a superfood, then you take the healthy part off of the unhealthy part and you only eat the healthy part. Think of our rice bran solubles. The other side of the equation are those people who take the white rice and they throw away the bran. And then they sell you white rice. Or they make white rice flour to make a gluten-free cracker that you think is healthy because it says gluten-free, when all they did was use potato starch and white rice flour to make something that was in the form of something, you know, that used to contain wheat. So the bottom line is that a whole food and a recreational food are totally different. A whole food concentrate versus a recreational food. So what's a recreational food? Well, a recreational food is a food that you eat knowing that it has no substantial nutritional value. A recreational food is a food that you eat knowing that it has no substantial nutritional value. And you know we do this. Now, here's another side. There are some recreational foods that not only have no substantial nutritional value, they might contain harmful compounds. That's right. They not only do not help you, and by a harmful compound, I don't mean an empty carbohydrate. By a harmful compound, I don't mean white sugar, even though those may not be good for you. By a harmful compound, I'm talking about what we have done to food. You see, we have done a funny thing to food. Imagine that you take a core of food, let's say rice, and then we put an artificial color onto it, and then we put an artificial flavor into it, and then we put an artificial sweetener onto it, and then we add some preservatives into it, and then we fold in some artificial nutrients that have been genetically made from genetically modified corn and soybeans, and we add those to it, and look what we've done. We've taken what was once a real food, and we've surrounded it, literally encrusted it, made sure that it became a donut, where in the middle, there's nothing anymore, nothing worth anything, because it's surrounded, again, by artificial colors, artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, preservatives, trans fats, and need I go on? And all of a sudden, which once was a real food, has become a recreational food. And it is real dangerous, the recreational food, sometimes. Trans fats, dangerous. Artificial colors, dangerous. Artificial sweeteners, potentially dangerous. And so this is what's happened. Now, when we're being recreational, when we're skiing down a steep mountain, when we're skydiving, when we're playing a game of contact sport like football or rugby, we know that that is recreational. We know it's not always the smartest thing to do if we want to remain healthy and not break our leg or our arm or, you know, or maybe hit a rock or a tree or have our parachute not open. I mean, we always know that we do, you know, recreational things, that the crazier it is, the higher the risks. So some people do little recreational things. We go bowling. You know what I mean? So we have the occasional hamburger and cheeseburger. And then some of us go deep. And we have some, you know, some Skittles or something that is, you know, way off the charts as far as artificial colors, artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, artificial everything, with nothing in any way, shape, or form useful. From the cheeseburger, you might get some protein your body could use. Who knows? Maybe some carbohydrates your body could use, maybe. But from those Skittles, you know for sure there's nothing. So there's different levels of recreational food. And what I love to do is I love to do the opposite. I love to flip the switch on the recreational food. And you know what I mean by that? What they did is they took food that we loved and they destroyed it by making it recreational. In doing so, they created these flavors and these tastes and these aromas and these, you know, mouthfeels that we have become very, very fond of. And so what I love to do is I love to flip the switch. So they went from real food to recreational food, and they took what we used to know we needed, which was food, and they transformed it to something that we just wanted, that we didn't need. Just something we wanted because the color, the taste, the flavor, the aroma, the cost, the convenience, all of that. And they took something we loved and they destroyed it. I want to take it back. I want to take it back. And so when you look at things I've done, like what I jokingly call Davy Gravy, I've taken something that is usually fattening, something that usually is high in cholesterol, something that usually makes you tired, something that is anything but healthy, gravy, and by using activated barley, by using, you know, coconut oil, by, you know, using some, you know, vegetable broth and some caramelized onions, you could make the most delicious gravy that will control unhealthy cholesterol levels and help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and boost your immunity and give you super slow burning carbohydrates for energy and help your body burn fat and fight parasites and, you know, potentially stimulate your thyroid and, you know, on and on and on. So you could have this superfood gravy, and instead of being a recreational food, now we've, again, flipped the switch and we've taken the recreational desire and we've turned it into something that's positive. And I want to keep doing this. I want to keep helping you to do this with the different recipes. So imagine that you have this conflict in your life. You want recreational food because it's fun, because it tastes good, because that's what everybody else is eating and you don't want to be left out. There's so many reasons that I'm not going to judge you for. That's not my position. My position is to help you make better choices. Now, when I was a really not so fun to be with guy, when I was sort of a militant vegan, and you know how that goes, going to dinner with one of those people, well, I used to go to dinner with my friends, and instead of being an arrogant militant vegan, I would sit there and I would wait until they described everything, and okay, tonight we have steak and chicken and pork chops and lobster and, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, do you have a mashed potato? Yes, I do. Okay, could you bring that to me without butter, with a little balsamic vinegar and olive oil and maybe some chives? Yes, I can. Awesome. Could you steam me some asparagus? Yes, I can. That's fantastic. And by the way, could I start with a wonderful garden salad with the dressing on the side and just some lemon? And yes, you can. And so there I was in the middle of a steakhouse where all they talked about was ribs and pork chops and steak and shrimp and lobster and things like that. And I held my composure and I let them describe all of that. And then I simply asked a few simple questions. Do you have any real food for me? Fantastic. Well, could you just bring me that? And there I was. And, of course, there was a lot of recreational food, the macaroni and cheese. There was the dessert platter. You know, there was the spinach dip with, like, 800 calories, you know, because they took a little bit of spinach and a whole lot of cheese and cream. You know, there's a lot of temptations for recreational food. And, of course, the macaroni and cheese and the dessert might be on one level, you know. But nonetheless, you always have choices, no matter where you are, of what you are going to do and what choices you're going to make. My daughter was raised a vegetarian. She wanted to be, and she knew that she was going to be faced with some difficult choices. So when the whole bus of cheerleaders and volleyball players and everybody pulled into In-N-Out Burger when they were on the road, she held her composure and she said, oh, by the way, could I get a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato and then she would, you know, just do the very best she could. It wasn't the healthiest thing in the world to eat, but she didn't want to have fried, you know, French fries and a hamburger, so she had a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato and lettuce and onion, and it was basically a cheeseburger without a burger. You know what I mean? And that's what she did only because it was the best choice she had at the time. So you always have choices. You could either say no, or you could do the best you can in any situation. Even if you're out at In-N-Out Burger, there's always something that you could do. You could either say no, or you could pick something that's not as bad as something else, and that's allowed. And later you say, out of all my choices I made today, I made the best choices I can. If I judged it against what's perfect or ideal, no, it wasn't perfect or ideal. But out of the choices I had today, the ones I made today, I did the best I can. And you have to believe me when I tell you that over the course of years, and I've got to tell you a story, want to share a story with you, but over the course of years, it will make a difference. Because I was in Norway, and me and my roommate, Charlotta, were out having lunch together, and she says, "Dave, don't judge me, but I'm gonna order a diet soda with my lunch." And I said, "No problem, I won't judge you. I'm gonna have a pineapple juice, you know." And the wind's blowing here at the ranch, and Simba thought it was invasion of the body snatchers or something. But anyway, so she said, you know, I said, "Well, I'm gonna have a pineapple juice," and I and she goes, "Well, you know what? I eat pretty healthy, Dave." She goes, "But every day at lunch, I allow myself this diet soda because I really like it." And she said, "You know, just one a day." And I said, "I totally get it, Charlotte, you know, or Charlotte." I said, "I totally get it." I said, "But let me just ask you something. How long have you been doing that?" She goes, "Oh, my God, you know, since high school." And I said, "Okay, well, that's, you know, probably 10 years, right?" I said, "So that's 10 years times 365. So that's 3,650 diet sodas. And those 3,650 diet sodas, you know, they add up. And whatever the effect of one is now 3,000, you know, 650 more." I said, "And so now take the counter. Now let's say that for whatever reason you decided to have a pineapple juice, an orange juice, you know, or a cranberry juice, or maybe just water." I said, "But if you had one of those healthy juices, mango, whatever it might be, combination of the above, then, yeah, you're going to get a few more calories than you would get from the diet soda, but you're also going to be getting a ton of really healthy nutrients. In fact, you're going to be getting the equivalent of probably 3,000 to 4,000 fresh pieces of fruit versus 3,000 to 4,000 diet sodas. And now if you add up what the diet sodas may have detracted from your health and add what the healthy drinks may have added, then you're going to have the sum total of what one single decision over the course of 10 years has." So imagine people who are not Charlotta, who do not just have that one guilty pleasure every day at lunch, but they have 4 or 5 guilty pleasures a day. And over the course of not 10 years, but 40 years. And now you've got 5 guilty pleasures every day. And suddenly over 40 years, you're looking at close to 60,000 things that you've done to hurt your body. 60,000 things you've done to hurt your body. And you just have to realize that there's an accumulative effect of every single decision you make. And so even when you want recreational food, I encourage you to find foods that will flip the switch, that will reverse the trend, that will allow you to feel the pleasure of that without the guilt. I want you to have the guilty pleasure without the guilt. Isn't that something to consider? And how do you do that? Well, it comes with finding really amazing, awesome tastes and textures and foods that you love. Now, is it possible to take somebody who has been eating Burger King, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken every day for 10 years and show them a vegan, you know, or not even vegan, just a really, really healthy version of the food they've been eating and have them like it immediately? Well, I'm not going to lie to you. The answer is not always. But here's what you can do. You could put them on a 10-day transformation, and during that 10-day transformation, they're going to break their addiction to 50% of those guilty pleasures. 50% in 10 days. And the reason why is because of the magic of Ayurvedic medicine. Because over the course of 10 days, you're going to have 30 doses of bitters. And 30 doses of bitters are very consistent. And they shut down your cravings for carbohydrates. They shut down your cravings for sugar. And so many of your cravings and food addictions can be broken in as little as 10 days. And that's phenomenal. And so when you want to stop falling into the trap of recreational food, well, the first thing is to make better choices. Just don't go as far down into that feeding chain. You know, don't go too far into the Frankenfood cupboard. Look at the label and say, you know what, there's too many artificial colors. There's trans fats. There's high fructose corn syrup. There's all types of stabilizers, all types of preservatives, you know, and the worst thing out of all that is probably the genetically modified, fortified nutrients that they put in there to try to appease me. So that breakfast cereal that you think might be okay because it has 100% of the RDA, even though it has all that sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and artificial stuff, don't be fooled. That's probably the worst part in there. Because those nutrients are more than likely from genetically modified soy and corn, because I don't know any that are not. So real food, recreational food, they are not the same. Real food, you could recognize because the ingredients list only lists food. And recreational food, you could recognize because it has that cluster of non-food preservatives, colorants, flavors, fats, and synthetic additives. So you've got to know that when you are doing recreation, don't jump out of a plane with an old parachute. Don't go flying down double black diamonds with, you know, 10-year-old skis and, you know, and without having your boots tuned up. You just don't do that. So recreation, if you think of food as recreation when it's not real, when you're not eating for function, when you're not eating for nutrition, when you're not eating to nourish your body, when you're not eating to strengthen your body, when you look at a food and you ask yourself, when I eat this food, the components of this food, how many of them, what percentage of what is in this food is going to make me stronger? What percentage is going to make me weaker? And if you come up with a percentage of that food that's going to make you weaker, I don't care if it's 1%, you've got to look twice. Okay? You've got to look twice. And so many of foods, it's much higher percent than 1%. But even 1% is too much. So get real, everybody. Get real. Get real food. Get realistic, you know, because recreational food is going to make you a wreck. And I don't know a better way to end this call. So we are the real food revolution. We are the real food revolution. We have a real food superfood warehouse, a superfood superstore. We have filtered out all of that recreational stuff, and we brought you the best of the best. So my name's David Sandoval. You're listening to the Meet the Owners call. There's nothing I love to do more than educate you. Now, it's taken me a while because I am a perfectionist, and it's the first time, but we are coming together with some amazing, incredible PHP academies for you online people. And thanks to the people who attended live our first two PHP academies, we have figured out exactly how to make this online curriculum perfect. I really believe you're going to become experts in your field. So if you want to learn about weight management, if you want to learn about anti-aging, if you want to learn about phytochemistry of sports performance or detoxification, please, please, please get, you know, some information about the PHP Academies. Find out if they're right for you. Just find out if they're right for you. If you are, we want to bring you into this education because this half hour, if you thought this half hour was interesting, then multiply this by 24. And that's what you have coming at the PHP Academy. and you're going to become an expert of experts. So I want to thank you all for being part of us tonight. And if you give me one moment.
Okay, everybody.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, everybody.
Look forward to seeing you guys in the next week.
Thank you, David.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, David.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Aloha. Good night. Thank you. Good night, David. Thank you from Seattle. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.